USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Facing a recall, embattled Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom says California will pay off all the past due rent that accumulated from the coronavirus pandemic. Originally, 80% would be paid by lawmakers. Russ Heimrich with Business Consumer Services and Housing Agency on Fox 11 in Los Angeles.
Within the next day or so, we may hear an announcement that it is going up to 100%, in which case landlords will get 100% of the rent they're owed, or tenants whose landlords decide not to participate will get the 100%.
Left unsettled is whether California will continue to ban evictions for unpaid rent beyond June 30th. A federal judge dismissed most of the claims by activists and civil liberties groups who accused the Trump administration of violating the civil rights of protesters who were forcibly removed by police at a church near the White House last year. U.S. District Judge Dabney Friedrich said Monday the claims in the suit were speculative. USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The city of New York has broken its contract with President Trump, leaving the Big Apple on the hook for millions of dollars of lost revenue. Dan Rocky with the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Trump Organization has sued New York City after the city ended its contract for a golf course at Ferry Point Park. The city terminated the contract following the January 6th riots at the Capitol, alleging that former President Trump incited the riot and was therefore in violation of the contract. The company had operated the course located in the Bronx since 2015. In the lawsuit, the Trump Organization argued that New York Mayor Bill de Blasio has a pre-existing political bias against the former president and used the events of January 6th as a pretext to terminate Trump-related contracts.
A Florida woman reportedly withdrew $20 from an ATM and was stunned to discover her account boasted a jaw-dropping balance of nearly $1 billion. She says she's not able to return the money because she can't get a real person to talk to on the phone. Julia Yankowski of Largo near Tampa has a Chase bank account. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In New York City, the law has no order. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Hundreds of alleged looters and rioters busted last year in protests over George Floyd's murder by police have had their charges dropped. That's according to new data released by the NYPD. In the Bronx, which saw fires in the streets and mass looting in June 2020, more than 60% of arrestees have had their charges dropped. That's according to an investigation by NBC New York. Jessica Betancourt owns a Bronx eyeglass store that was looted in 2020.
I think it's just disgusting. It's outrageous the way we're getting treated. No one made an effort to even come to the stores and say, you know what, can I get some surveillance? Can I get some fingerprinting to see if we could catch these looters? No efforts were made by the city.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Sources in the DA's office say in many of the cases, the evidence was not strong enough to secure a conviction.
If you're planning to go to the World Cup in 2022, you must be vaccinated from COVID-19. Dan Rocky has more.
Qatar will require visitors for the 2022 World Cup to be fully vaccinated against COVID. The country's prime minister saying Sunday that the government is also working on procuring 1 million doses of vaccine to immunize visitors, adding that while most countries will probably have their citizens vaccinated by the beginning of the tournament, they want to be ready in case some can't. The World Cup in Qatar begins in November of 2022.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.